بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about living a life and the topic was goal and no goal. So we are talking about living a life of significance, living a life thoughtfully, not just living by default. Right now, this is the whole beauty of Islam. The first hadith in Bukhari and Muslim is the hadith narrated by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innamal a'malu binniyat." He said the reward of the deed is based on the niyyah, on the intention of the deed. Now it tells us two things. One, it tells us that the deed must have an intention. So if there is something which is happening without an intention, it is not, you know, not even a deed, right? It's just some action, this happened. So for a deed to be a deed, it must have an intention. And Rasulullah ﷺ is warning us and saying that, remember, the deed is based on the intention. So be careful and be clear in your mind about the intention. If you have an evil intention, then the effect will be evil. Second thing we understand from this, the first thing is to have a clear intention for every action. Second thing we understand is that the reward is not just in the akhirah. The reward in the akhirah, inshallah, of course it is there, but the reward also in this life. So if we do something with a clear intention, which is a good intention, then you will see, inshallah, the reward of that in this life itself. And then of course we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reward when we meet him, inshallah. Right? So for example, if you have the intention in your heart, a clear intention in your heart to be good to your brother or sister, and you are actually good to them, you smile at them, you help them, you are polite with them, you are considerate, you know, you make some effort to help them if they are in need and so on. Believe me, you are going to be building a brotherhood, and you are going to be building and surrounding yourself with people who are who will be very positively inclined towards you. Right? You will make good friends. You will become highly influential. You will be much loved, and people will respect you and love you and so on, because they are seeing only good from you. And of course, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward when we meet him. So the reward of the deed is in two parts. One is in this life itself. It's not that you do everything good in this life and you get nothing. No, Allah will give you. And Allah will give you in keeping with his majesty and grace. And inshaAllah al-Musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give us in the Jannah. So this is the beauty of Islam. Islam teaches us to live thoughtfully and deliberately, not accidentally by default. Right? That's why I always say, to live is not merely to draw breath. Just breathing is not living. Somebody who is in a coma is also breathing. He's also living. He's not dead. But many people live their actual lives as if they are in a coma. And there's no action. There's no deliberate thought behind anything. They're just breathing. Now, that's not a good way to live. So, in terms of intention, therefore, being thoughtful. Now, you might say, well, okay, so that's good. Now, what do I do? How do I begin? Ideally speaking, and that's where you should try to get as quickly as possible, which is that get to a point where you are working, all your actions are aligned to a life goal, which is that, and I want to share with you the statement that I use for myself, which is, what do I want to be remembered for? Now remember, this is not about riyakari. It's not about riya. It's not about showing off. It's not about saying, oh, no, you see, I don't want to be forgotten. I want to be remembered. So I'm thinking of that. This is not about people at all. This is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So when we are saying remembered, we are not saying about with people. We are saying, this is what I want the kiram and katibin to note for me. Remember, the two angels who are writing things down, they are both angels. There's no shaitan in that. So these angels are writing down what is good. And even the angel which records sins is very unhappy when he's recording the sins. He doesn't want to record sins. He wants to record something which is good. So that angel then obviously hopes that you will do something good so that he can record this good for you, right? So let us do something with the both the angels are very happy, where the angel recording evil has a blank page for the day, and the angel recording good has a lot of stuff in it, right? So therefore we look for this. Now what do I want to be remembered for? Now ask yourself this question, and as I told you, the final goal is this question must be answered for your life. As my life goal, when I am no longer on this earth, when I am under this earth, what will I be remembered for? When people think of me, what will come? What is the picture that they will see in their mind? I've said this a million times, and I'll say it a million times again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and forgive my father. Anytime I think about my father, the picture in my mind is that of tahajjud, because that is something which he prayed, his whole life. He never missed tahajjud. So when I think of my father, my picture is tahajjud. When I think of my mother, my picture is her teaching me to read Quran, which subhanAllah, she's my first teacher of the Quran. She taught me Nazira to read from the Qaeda, to read Quran. So the picture in when your children think about you, when your friends think about you, what is the picture that's going to come in their mind? That's the meaning of saying, what do you want to be remembered for? That is the ultimate goal, but that starts from today, which is use the statement every day in the morning when you get up. I say, today, what do I want to be remembered for? Today, what do I want to be remembered for? And that's because one day, that will be your last day. So today might be my last day. Tomorrow might be your last day. Today might be your last day. We don't know, right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you good health with iman, with every blessing that he gives until the last day, and take you in a state of iman, inshallah. But one day, good or bad, will be your and my last day. So therefore, it's a very good idea to ask ourselves this question and to keep this thought always in the mind, to say that what if today is my last day? What do I want to be remembered for? So do that as an exercise every single day. What do I want to be remembered for? Similarly, extend this same thought to every action, every situation. For example, if you are attending an interview, in this interview, what do I want to be remembered for? Believe me, for interviews, that's a beautiful technique to use. I've interviewed literally, I don't know how many hundreds of people, and I have written a book on this. It's called Hiring Winners. It's on Amazon. Go look it up. And I can tell you that if you enter an interview with this thing clear in your mind, what do I want to be remembered for? Believe me, you will do very well in the interview, because you will focus on those things which show you up in a positive light. And that's the whole point, right? So similarly, if you are engaged in some other activity, always ask this question: what do I want to be remembered for? Right? Never do anything without having this thought in your mind. What do I want to be remembered for? Get that clear and then work to achieve that topic. So do that on a daily basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq. Do that on a weekly basis. So this week, what do I want to be remembered for? This month, what do I want to be remembered for? This year, 2021, what do I want to be remembered for? And so on and so forth. And therefore, in my life, what do I want to be remembered for? And that is the meaning of living thoughtfully and living deliberately, which is what Islam promotes, and this is what Islam wants us to do. Not live randomly, not live accidentally, not live by default, right? Just like that. I mean, day passes, subah hoti hai, sham hoti hai, yuhi zindagi tamam hoti hai. I hope I have mentioned the share correctly. So very, very important for us to keep this in mind and to act according to that. Live thoughtfully. That is what living is in Islam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.